flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Good morning. Welcome in Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Monday. Thanks so much for being with us. Hopefully everybody had a great weekend. Just sitting here looking at the stoic face of Jason Kidd, just trying to fake it, man. Good try, Jay Kidd. We appreciate the effort. Yeah, it's supposed to be kind of, you know, the down week between the championship games and the Super Bowl coming up. Not so fast. Hold my beer, says the NBA. And yeah, man, Luka Doncic is a Laker now. Good morning to you, Randy. How are you?
What's happening, man? Yeah, man, all good over here. Buck, I know one thing. Like, we have to do, like, these, like, promos that's going to talk about the next show and everything they be recording. And I recorded ours on Friday. I said, come up on Monday. We're going to get you started with your prep for the Super Bowl. And then last thing, the NBA trade deadline is this week, so we'll see if the Hawks are going to make a move. Mm-hmm. And that was what I thought I was thinking about today.
That's all good. We'll talk about all that stuff.
Yeah. There was no way in hell you would have told me that Luka Doncic was going to be traded.
Now, if you would have previewed that in that little promo,
what?
You would have been the only one.
I know. Because I ain't no way in hell that I would have ever guessed that. I'm thinking Mr. Untouchable.
Yeah.
Mark Cuban loves this kid. Dirk Nowitzki, all that stuff, thinking all that. Then I'm like, okay, he gets to sign that big old Supermax this offseason, blah, blah, blah. When I saw the news, because I woke up. Did a whole bunch of stuff. Didn't look at my phone for like an hour after I woke up. But it was probably about 7. I slept in on Sunday. And so, not paying any attention. Didn't even turn on the TV. Coffee, shower, everything, bunk. Finally get my stuff together, sit down in my chair, and look at the phone first. And I'm like, hold on. What? Did Shams get hacked? I know I'm not the only one.
It was
everybody
everyone's
kept
reaction.
Saying it. And I'm like, hell no. Let me turn on SportsCenter. Turn on SportsCenter. There it is right there. Mm-hmm. Luka for AD. Unbelievable. And I know eventually whatever happened will come out and all those different things. But the funniest thing about the whole thing is looking at Jason Kidd's face when the GM is sitting right there and said, no, I didn't tell him.
Mm-hmm. But I didn't have to.
But I didn't have to.
We're unified.
We're unified. One. We're on the same
we
page.
We think the same
he
way.
He supports me in this decision.
Jason Kidd's inner
Jason
monologue
Kidd,
was like, I don't
Kidd
think like that.
Jason Kidd didn't say nothing the whole damn press conference.
But his face said so
his
much.
His face said it all.
Yeah, man.
His face said it all. Like, what? Now, I don't think, AD, and that's the one thing about this whole trade. Like, AD is really damn good.
Is incredible.
He's an elite player.
Yes, that's the one
two-way player.
Part of this that
yes.
I think people are getting
right.
a little bit
right.
over the top with.
Yes.
Like, I get it. I'm not trying to say, like, they should have done it or whatever, but, like, the reactions to, like, well, and they got back a bag of peanuts. No, they didn't.
No, they didn't.
They got back one of the 15 best players in the NBA
yes.
who's probably having the best season of his career.
He is having the best season.
and, you know, is a really, really probably going to go to the Hall of Fame,
and gets
honestly.
To play where he wants to play.
And now he gets to play power forward instead of center.
Yes.
Now, again, playing so damn good at center.
Yes.
Maybe you're a center.
Yes.
I don't know.
I don't know.
But that's for them to figure out.
Right,
that's a different
different
problem. They got a lot of problems to handle right now on the court and off in Dallas. But yeah, I know that part of it I didn't like. I was like, dude, Anthony Davis is really good.
Now they put
really good.
If it's Austin Reeves or somebody like that for him, I'd be like, oh. But got Anthony damn Davis to go with Kyrie, who's been balling this year. And so, I mean, yeah, Dallas, you know, they're going to make some noise. I do believe that. But when you look at where the Lakers are, they needed something post LeBron. First of all, the NBA needed this. The NBA needed this. They needed a jolt.
I know. I couldn't help but think that, because that was such a conversation we had the last couple of weeks of, like, you know, the All-Star game coming up, and it's just not what it used to be.
People
are talking about.
AD plays. Oh, he's an All-Star. That's right.
Rating. He should be a starter.
Yeah.
The way he's playing,
yeah,
he's not.
Yeah.
Like ratings and blah, blah, blah. I was like, well, for anybody who was worried about the NBA, this is just great proof. Because, like, the sports world stopped and only paid attention to that.
Yes.
From the time it happened, because it was the middle of the night, which that's another crazy part of it. Like, it was 2 o'clock in the morning when that went down, East Coast time,
right?
But, like, when everybody woke up Sunday morning, that was the sole focus of what everyone was thinking about and talking about, and, like, just kind of reconfirmed that when things are right, the NBA still has a really big place in sports in the United States. Just, you know, things have to be right. And this also isn't basketball. This is sort of a transaction, which the soap opera of the NBA, which has sort of been the leading conversation starter for them for a while now. So I don't know if it's validated, but whatever. Like, that was thinking to myself, like, all right, the NBA is all right. The other part of it was, we talked about this, I think, last week or the week before, something like that, just with all the stuff leading up to the trade deadline. And, like, guys are like, well, that'll never happen. And you said something like, I don't know, maybe Luka doesn't want to be there. And then we looked into what the money of it would be.
Yes.
And I was like, what's 120 extra to stay there?
Yes.
He doesn't get to keep that.
No, I know.
Like,
I know.
That's the.
Yeah.
And that's what I understand, because sometimes guys get traded with the
bird rights,
and sometimes without. Like, I don't know if that's a Mavericks decision or whatever it is, but for that to be a part of it and him to miss out on that much and then also taxes in California, whatever, but, like, they must. Unless there's totally something else going on, but, like, they must hate that guy.
And that's the
they
thing
must
about
be so, like, tired of Luka in Dallas.
What is going on? This dude is one of the best four players in the world?
Yes. And he's 25.
And he's 25 damn years old. And he is, I mean, we talk about the conditioning and all that. Fat ass Luka led the league in scoring last year and drug his team to a damn NBA Finals.
Yeah, chubby Luka was in the NBA Finals
last year.
So say what you want to say.
And I know this whole narrative, like, you know, like him being, you know, teammates with LeBron, LeBron taking him under his wing. He ain't going to learn to stay in shape because of LeBron James.
I think he knows. Now,
maybe LeBron will. He is in the prime spot to be on the Lakers. The Lakers got it right because of the fact is that they needed something post-LeBron.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't Anthony Davis.
Right. No offense to Anthony Davis. He's an incredible player.
Yes.
But, like,
the Lakers,
he's not the future face of your franchise without other pieces around him.
Yes.
Luka is.
Luka is the guy that you put in there and you build around him. This is Luka's team. This is no longer LeBron's team anymore. This is Luka's organization. And from now on, every move about this team is going to be geared towards him. It's not LeBron anymore.
Yeah.
You know, and rightfully so. LeBron's, I got two more years left.
He's 40 years old.
Yeah, I got two.
It's incredible what he's doing, but he's 40 years old.
He played his ass off this weekend of Madison Square Garden.
Yeah,
he went to work in Madison Square Garden.
The Lakers can't turn it down. Like, you get a phone call, and there was rumors that Palinka thought it was a hoax.
He thought it was a joke. I would have thought the way he said it. Nico said it. What did he say? He said
started over coffee. Sounded like he was describing cheating on his wife.
Yeah, like,
never thought it would happen. Started over coffee, and then one thing led to another.
But what if I ask you for Luka? What if I said, do you want Luka? What would you say to the Rob?
I would say yes.
I would say yes, Rob. What do you want?
what do you want?
And they said this happened a couple weeks ago when it started. Just for this not to get out.
It's amazing.
It's amazing that it didn't get out. And I do believe that LeBron didn't know.
I do too.
I do believe they did. LeBron was at dinner with his family after what he did up there in Madison Square Garden. And I don't believe that he knew. Now, the thing with it is, like, how fast did they get it to Rich Paul? Because Rich Paul is both their agents.
Yeah, he's Anthony Davis' agent.
And Rich Paul has no obligation to tell LeBron anything about any other client.
Right.
You understand that. But then it's like, okay, if you're talking about between two GMs, and the owners have to know this. So you talk about the two GMs, Jeannie Buss, Mark Cuban, or whoever the new lady
not
is.
Cuban,
not Cuban,
yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
Something French.
Yeah. They're the owners of this team. Like, we're giving away our franchise.
Yeah.
Like, there's big old, like, they had to take down all them slice, them big old billboards off the side of the Mavericks arena because everything is Luka.
There are some people
everything is
that
Luka.
Did not expect to be working today and yesterday
everything
that are working.
Everything ain't AD in LA.
Like, wait a minute.
Everything
you want
is
me to,
LeBron in LA.
You guys did what?
Yes.
There's a 100-foot banner of him on every side of the stadium.
Yes.
All right. We'll get over there.
Yeah, man.
It's going to take a minute.
Yeah, no, but yeah, because you don't see trades like this.
They don't happen. Like, you don't, honestly, I was listening to some NBA podcast this morning just talking about it, trying to contextualize some of the history. Like, the last time a guy like this at this age got traded in the NBA, it was the
Kareem,
Lakers got Kareem.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
The Lakers got Kareem.
Yeah, it had to be Kareem.
It was.
Yeah, and so
it was.
But that's
different circumstances, and it was 50 years ago.
Right.
But it was the Lakers.
Yeah.
And that's why when I look at this from a big picture standpoint, everyone's like, I don't know, maybe Luka. And, I don't know. Luka's going to figure it out.
Luka's going to be all right.
Luka's going to be fine.
Luka's
everyone
be fine.
That's ever been traded to the Lakers with any other concerns along the way.
They find a way to win.
Or the Lakers draft with other people's draft picks or whatever. Yeah. It always works out.
Yep. Yeah.
It always works
and
it, out.
Yeah, and it's crazy because those guys always win a championship.
Every one of them.
They always win,
and
they
most of them win a bunch of them.
Yeah, they always win a damn championship. And so, yeah, I love this move.
Damn Lakers.
For the brand of the Lakers. The Laker brand, you got what Lakers fans always want.
I would love if the Lakers brand took a little quiet hush for a little while, but it's not going to.
They got a damn superstar. Now, they got to get some more people because they got me, you, and Abe defending the rim.
Yeah. That's the thing.
Yeah.
It's like, it'll be interesting. Yeah. I don't know how long LeBron and Luka are going to play together. It might just be the remainder of this season,
correct,
honestly.
He did say he said that he does not want to go anywhere. The trade deadline's coming up. He has the no trade clause. Him and Bradley Beal are the only two players that have that.
Of course.
But,
the two best players in NBA history.
Yeah,
LeBron and Bradley Beal.
Yeah, they're the only two that have them.
This to me kind of sets up that possibility of, you know, that final run. If he gets down to Golden State, him and Steph have a couple years together. Maybe that happens this offseason. I don't know. But those two guys playing together for the remainder of the season should be fun. Like, I don't know. Luka's got to get healthy first and all that. They're both really, really interesting players. But they're not going to be able to defend anybody.
No.
They're going to give up 130 points a game.
I mean, you're telling me that your backcourt is going to be Luka and Austin Reeves?
All right.
All right.
Sign me up.
Sign me up for that.
Now, that's the brand I'm talking about there. Now you talked me into it.
Luka's Slovenian.
Maybe we get Dalton Connect in there, too.
Isn't he Slovenian?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, he is.
But, I mean, that's what you need if you ever talk about the Laker brand. They have a star. They've got five. He's the only player. They have five straight first-team All-NBAs, and he's 25?
25,
It's unbelievable to get a player like this. That's my thing. He's 25.
Yeah.
He's 25.
Yeah, it's really annoying.
He's always going to be in the MVP race because he's just that damn good.
It's very annoying that the Lakers are able to continue to do this.
He has those tendencies.
We
talk about the conditioning, the constant whining to the referees.
Oh, yeah.
All that other crap that goes with entails him, the technical fouls, all that stuff that goes with him. I'll take it.
No, you'll take it.
I'll take it. damn sure will.
It's all right. You'll take the good with the bad.
Damn sure will.
And who knows? Maybe he'll mature and some of that stuff will go away.
Can
I don't know.
Can I interest you in something, though?
Yeah, probably.
A guy we talked about last week. 4 years of 14 and a half sacks, 14 plus sacks.
4 years of it?
Yeah, 4 years in a row, 14 plus sacks.
Who is it?
Myles Garrett.
Oh, yeah.
Can I interest you in him?
Sure.
Okay. Would you give up 15 this year and one next year for him?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I probably would.
He just officially requested a trade.
Oh.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. So would you give up 15 and next year's one and possibly two?
Mm-hmm.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, okay. I think I would.
All
right,
okay.
You could keep listing stuff.
I'm just making sure.
You keep listing stuff. I'll tell you to stop when it's time to stop.
Yeah. And Kyle Pitts. Throw Kyle Pitts in there, too.
Take him.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
He's all yours.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll be interested. So, Luke, NFL trying to make some noise back.
Yeah, it's like, wait a minute.
Wait
Luke
a minute,
is a Laker
damn it.
Now? All right, Miles, demand a trade.
All right.
Wait a minute. The Pro Bowl got trumped by Luka?
Yeah. That's exactly what happened.
All right, somebody go to a massage parlor and get in trouble again or something
man.
Like that.
Can we just like, you know, I mean, it don't hurt to call.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You got to call
Barry. You got to call him.
Yeah. Like, what's it going to take? What do you need?
What do you need?
Kirk Cousins.
And we'll pay the salary.
And the draft picks.
we'll pay the salary.
Yeah.
We'll pay a salary, give you draft picks, throw in Kyle Pitts. Two ones and a two.
We're pretty good GMs just like off the cuff.
Yeah.
You know, just on the fly. Yeah. That wasn't bad. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to what's trending. You know what? I mean, just an absolutely insane weekend, and now it's Super Bowl week. Thanks for being with us. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
What's it? Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season two on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season one and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season two.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for their members. This week, it's all about buy five and get five free when you buy 10 mix and match participating items. Here are just a few. Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Pepsi, or Smartwater beverages of various sizes. 16-count fresh baked cookies and pint-sized Ben & Jerry's ice cream, as well as 6 mega or 12 double rolls of Signature Select soft and strong bath tissue and 6 rolls of Brightly paper towels selected varieties. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting the NFL playoffs, buckle up. Betting football's hard enough as it is. We're doing the research for you, so listen to Cash the Ticket with Mike Valeni and I. We'll be dropping new episodes for every single playoff game. And that's going to be storylines leading into it, so some good football stuff, but also the betting nuggets you're looking for. Sides, totals, trends, player props, throw those in there too. Pre-game and post-game, we're going to be all over the postseason. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Again, here in Denver, the final score, it was the Nuggets 139 and the Hawks 120.
I don't know what game that was, but they played the Pacers on Saturday, and they lost 132 to 127. So I suppose the end result was the same. Unfortunately, the Hawks have now lost 8 games in a row. Trae Young played pretty good on Saturday. Dyson Daniels, Garrison Matthews. They made it a ball game because they were on the verge
of
getting smoked by the Pacers. Like, yeah. It was like 15, 17 points early in the second quarter, and it was looking ugly. We were all over there at the McRae's in Smyrna having a great time.
Yeah,
Michelob,
man.
Ultra watch party. Shout out to everybody that came by, gave away a ton of prizes. Had the family out there. Lily's up there helping me on the microphone.
Awesome.
She's asking for some kickback for it.
Might as well.
She's like, that's about $5 worth of work.
Damn,
and I was like, well, I guess I got paid to talk in
you
the microphone.
Might as well give her some bread.
You though. Might as well get a couple bucks to talk in the microphone,
but
too.
Yeah, 8 in a row. Don't look like – I mean, anything can happen on any given night in the NBA. Obviously, you got the Pistons coming to town. Oh, no, they're going to the Pistons.
Yeah, they're in Detroit tonight.
And Detroit's a pretty darn good team.
Yep.
Big physical football team. I'm about to call them a football team.
They kind of play like a football
team.
Yeah,
they're physical as hell.
Isaiah Stewart, all those guys.
Is he back from his suspension? I know he got suspended.
And he got suspended, and he missed a bobblehead night.
Oh,
they had a beef stew bobblehead night, and
really?
He missed it because he was suspended for being a bully.
Oh,
which is kind of awesome. Like, it's like the most perfect thing for him to not be available to play on the night they're giving away a bobblehead because he got suspended for being too physical.
I don't even know. I saw the play. It's like, oh, that gets you thrown out of the game.
I guess so.
Whatever. But yeah, the Hawks are in trouble right now.
Yeah, they're in trouble.
And they need to.
They're in a free fall.
And obviously, there's there's two players that we're going to keep an eye on as far as leaving the Hawks as we get closer to Thursday, and Clint, and also, because I mean, if I'm the Lakers, I'm calling the Hawks.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. They need Capella. Yeah. They need some help at center. I was kind of looking at it before the show, like just in terms of contract matching and stuff like that. I don't even know what they would send you back
as far as
the players, like Dorian Finney-Smith.
I'll take him.
Yes. Yeah, he's a nice player. Yeah.
But would they give him one?
I don't know. They probably want him. Yeah. It'd probably be a couple. I don't know. You get Cam Reddish back.
Why not?
Cam and Luka are teammates now.
Second go around, baby.
Yeah.
Second go around. Now, the whole trade with Luka and Trey, it was okay, bye, bye, bye. But Cam Reddish, somehow, his development was going to be huge for the Hawks, right?
That was at first. The arguments have shifted, right? You know, to try to make yourself feel better about it over the years.
Right.
That was the first one.
Right.
It was like, well, you know what? You got to remember, it's not just Trey.
Right.
It's also Cam.
Right.
And then, you know, that didn't work
out.
Okay,
just checking.
Then there was other parts. I did see people saying that Luka getting traded from the Mavericks does now mean the Hawks won the trade. Okay. That's fine.
Come on, man.
You know what?
Come on.
You know what? Fine.
Go ahead.
Fine. That's fine.
You're the nice guy of the team.
Fine. They've lost 8 games in a row, Randy.
Yeah.
Okay?
If that's what you need to make yourself feel
Trey
better.
Can't make an all-star team.
Yeah.
Okay? Jalen Johnson's hurt the rest of the year. If that's how we need to interpret the Luka thing, fine.
All right.
That's fine.
Yeah. Fine.
What we won it.
The hell ever.
We won the trade.
Whatever, man.
He's still a Hawk and Luka's not a Mav.
That is true.
And so that's...
That is so true.
That's winning.
That is true. Yeah, whatever.
I don't know.
Like, you're the nicer of us two.
Am I?
Yeah, you are. You know what I want to say.
That. Yeah, but you can't.
I can't, yes.
Because the FCC and all that.
Yeah, no, I can't say it.
You can say that you disagree with it.
I do.
Okay. Right. Luka Doncic got traded from the Lakers, from the Mavericks to the Lakers. He's now a Los Angeles Laker.
You know, the crazy thing
about, still feels outrageous to say.
It's crazy because that, like, the bidding war that they could have got, if they were just hoping it up to everybody.
Yeah, that's one of the weird parts of it.
That's the weirdest thing about it is, like, why wouldn't you like open it up? Dude, you could have got so much some more players or something. Yep. You know, I like Max Christie. Max Christie, he fits in what they want. He's a big time wing defender.
Yeah, nice young 3D guy.
But yeah, that was the only thing that like, especially if Luka didn't know, you know, or he didn't request to go to the Lakers. You know what I mean? Like,
but so maybe that part of it, though, you needed to keep it secret because Luka didn't know. If Luka finds out, he's like, hey, don't trade me. Yeah. I want to be here.
Yeah.
And then it looks even worse.
But to the Lakers, though,
with
of
your
all
fan
teams.
Base.
That's the thing about it, to the Lakers of all teams.
I know.
You know what I mean?
And dude, Rob Pelinka couldn't believe
him and Rob, they've been going, because, you know, Nico was Nike guy for a long time.
Yeah.
You know, and so he knows everybody.
Yep.
He knows everybody. And obviously, him and Rob are really good friends back to the Kobe days and getting them over from Adidas to Nike. So they know each other. They're close friends, you know, as well as colleagues. And so maybe that was the one thing he did. Like, he was maybe putting fillers. Keep on reading things about that, you know, they were over Luka and he got this, like, his own team. And I'm trying to figure out what does his team do that the Mavericks aren't doing, because
you're telling me they
were like
team of nutritionists.
A team of nutritionists and everything separate of what the Mavericks have.
Those guys need to be fired.
They need to be fired. You know what I mean? Because obviously that wasn't working for Luka or the Mavs.
At least with Tom Brady had his own guy. He came, you could kind of tell, he looks like he's on a diet.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
not Luka.
But the money, that's how we're $20 million that he's not going to get now because of this trade. And then that goes back to something I originally like, did they want to give it to him?
Yeah.
Did they want to have to? Because you got to pay him.
Yeah, you have to.
You got to, because he's going to sign it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it wasn't no thing. It wasn't like how De'Aaron Fox, who just got traded. He didn't sign his extension last summer,
mm-hmm.
you know, with the Kings. Like, Luka's going to sign this.
Yeah, so maybe it's as simple as that, honestly. I mean, there's all the conspiracy theories and all that, and it's fun. It's fun to speculate at why this happened. Maybe they just kind of looked at him and they were like, he's obviously very good. We don't trust him to, like, stay healthier than he's been. Like, he's trending in the wrong direction. We got to the finals last year. We kind of saw what that looked like. Got pretty well bodied by the Celtics. $350 million, a lot to give one guy if we don't really believe that he's the guy that can get us over the top and get us to a championship.
Right.
And maybe they had some fear that he actually wouldn't sign there. I don't know. Like, again, you're probably not going to turn that type of money down.
Ain't nobody turning that max down.
Probably not.
Like, I know Shea's going to get it this summer,
mm-hmm.
and somebody else is going to get it. But no, you don't walk away from that kind of cash.
Right.
Like, especially.
But then maybe it's teams being like, because we talk about this sometimes, it's like, I get it. That's what the Supermax is. But not everybody's worth that.
I agree with that.
Like, you can't just because that's what you do doesn't make it a good reason to do it.
I agree
with
that.
Like, if you don't believe the guy's going to win you a championship, like, you got to give it to Shea. You think Shea's going to win you a championship.
Yes.
The Celtics gave it to Tatum. Tatum won him a championship.
Right.
Like, there's certain guys that you feel good about. But, like, if you can't just be like, oh, we're going to now Supermax him because that's what we do.
Right.
Like, that's dumb.
But he's one of those guys, though.
I think so.
You know what I mean?
That's maybe they don't.
Like, that's what I'm saying. Maybe they yeah. don't. But, outside looking in, you kind of view him as that type of transit. That's him.
Yeah.
Like, Luka's
transcendent.
Yeah, that's him. But he is.
Yeah, you know,
yeah, that's what I'm saying, but he is.
They were in the NBA Finals last
year.
Yeah,
and so that's why I view it, did they not want to give it to him, or did something happen?
Yeah.
And something personal or something like that. Because you remember last year when they snatched the beer out of his hand, he over there chilling with his friends, his partner, his dad, having some cold ones at the game, and was it Michael Finley?
It was Finley,
Mike Finley just came and snatched the damn beer out of his hand?
Yeah, that was weird.
Hold on, I'm grown. I know I'm young. I'm grown as hell.
I'm 24. I'm allowed to drink. We just won the Western Conference.
Yes.
We don't play tomorrow.
Yeah.
Like, let me celebrate. But who knows? Maybe one beer leads to too many.
It could be.
Maybe there's a little bit of an issue behind the scenes. That they're trying to help him from.
But it's a weird. It is a crazy situation because you never see it like that.
Crazy.
And is it like now? Like, because I love what KD said, Kevin Durant basically said, if Luke can trade it. Anybody
can get traded.
I would think maybe the owners are like, cool, we don't have to feel the pressure no more to sign this guy.
No, I know. This felt a little bit like the pendulum swinging back,
just a little bit.
Not really swinging, but maybe it stopped and it's starting to come back in the direction from the player-driven everything.
Yes.
Because over the last 10 years, players are the GMs.
Mm-hmm.
You pick where you want to go.
Yep.
You get the Supermax. Oh, you got the Supermax last summer? I don't care. I don't like the food you put out in the post game anymore. Trade me.
Right.
Like, and the owners are now like, we got to trade Luka. Send a message.
Yeah.
Like, send a message that we're not going to be held hostage anymore.
You, as an owner that has to dole out the cash for these guys, you got to be like, Joel Embiid, huh?
Yeah. Huh.
What can I get for this guy?
I don't remember, and maybe I just don't remember, but correct me if I'm wrong. The other thing about this era of NBA player, you remember an era of NBA players where there's so many guys where the conversation's just like, boy, is he a little fat.
Yes.
Like Luka, Zion, Joel Embiid. Like, there's always conversations about these guys just kind of not being in shape.
Right.
You remember, like, when we were growing up watching the NBA, I guess Charles Barkley was a round mound of rebound, but I don't ever remember him having a problem playing.
But he talked about it. He was fat and lazy. He talked about how Moses Malone had to get on him. He said, Moses, he talked about it this morning.
Oliver Miller, but he wasn't a star.
Moses, he got in when Moses Malone lost like 50 pounds.
Well, maybe that'll be what happens with LeBron and Luka.
It could be. It could be that you get somebody that's on your level as far as stardom, which LeBron is on that level and everything like that. Could that work in his favor and the Lakers' favor?
Remember, Jokic was kind of fat, and then he went home for the pandemic and came back all skinny.
Yeah.
And he's been the MVP ever since
then. Yeah, so that could be it. You know, I mean, there are certain things, and, you know, players who influence other players. LeBron is that guy.
Yeah.
Like, his work ethic, all those different things.
Say whatever you want about LeBron, positive or negative. One thing you can't ever talk about is his work ethic.
Yeah, because he's hard.
In great shape for 20 years.
Yep.
I mean, longer than that, but you know what I mean. He's 40. He's in way better shape than Luka.
Damn sure is.
25. You know what I mean?
Damn sure is.
All right. We didn't get to any other stuff. There's a really fun rumor about Myles Garrett. Myles Garrett, and it's not
I'll
even a rumor.
Him.
Myles Garrett wants out. He doesn't want to be a Cleveland Brown anymore. I got a spot for him.
And it ain't even speculation.
Wants out.
He wrote
He penned a goodbye Cleveland letter. I got some ideas on that. We'll get into it. Hey, this hour is brought to you by Padley. Sell your home for cash fast. PadlyBuys.com. We'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Radio 92.9 The Game. Midday show with Andy. 20 minutes away from an NFL no huddle. Super Bowl week.
Yeah, man.
We're also going to get into the Myles Garrett trade demand in just a minute as well. Do you want to let you know?
Huh? He wants to trade.
Yeah, he penned a letter.
He wrote it. He
wrote a letter to the city of Cleveland. Yeah, it's no speculation. reported by Myles Garrett.
Yes.
He wants out. He doesn't want to be a Brown anymore, and I don't blame him. No. Why would you? So come on down. Come on down. We'll get to that in just a minute. This hour is brought to you by Padley. Sell your home for cash fast at PadlyBuys.com. Are you familiar with the term Canadian tuxedo?
No.
You don't know what that is?
No.
That's when someone wears, like, denim on denim.
Okay.
Like, I got jeans on right now. Okay. If I also had a jean jacket on or, okay, like a button-up denim shirt or something like that, uh-huh, that would be a Canadian tuxedo.
Never knew that.
That would be also what Kendrick Lamar wore last night.
He did.
To accept all five of his Grammys for making fun of Canada's favorite son.
So did he do it on purpose?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
The man wore a Canadian tuxedo.
I didn't know.
Just to further, because it's always multiple layers,
right,
of it with,
right,
with him. Yeah, he wore a Canadian tuxedo last night while the entire music industry sang along to the song about Drake being a pedophile.
Yeah, man.
And he won five Grammys for it.
That dude's hurt, man.
So it's over, right?
I mean, it's been
over.
We're
still in that. How's
this
Drake winning still?
No, it's been over. It's been over, but no, I didn't know nothing about the jean suit.
Yeah, yeah. It's called a Canadian tuxedo.
And he did wear that last night to the Grammys.
Sure did.
So, I mean, all right, take the knife out. He's dead. He's dead. Now, Drake is still one of the best and everything like that, but I don't know how you come back. Only way he's going to come back, and think about it, was how he would come back. People would hate him even more because it seemed like he would like do some real upset light skinned brother stuff.
I just don't even know.
Yeah, man.
What you do?
Yeah, but
is there even a song that could be made that's so good that could answer all of this?
I don't know. All I know is that you got to leak some text messages, some photos, some. But again, that would make you even more of a villain,
right?
You know what I mean? I don't watch war shows and all that. I just saw a clip this morning and I saw that, and then everybody in unison at the same time said, "Hey, my," I was like, damn, dog.
Yeah.
That's what Beyonce won.
Beyonce won.
Her reaction was awesome.
Yeah, the country album of the year.
Yeah, I thought she was
great.
I thought it was last year.
No.
Okay.
No, Cowboy Carter came out. You know how it is because it overlaps, right? Because it's early 2025.
So that was cool right there. But I was like, damn, this man won five Grammys. That's all. They threw Kanye ass out because he was uninvited.
There's conflicting reports.
He was uninvited.
Kanye said he just left.
He's uninvited, and his lady was naked.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much.
Pretty much.
Like, I mean, I guess technically she had on something that was see-through, but...
She had no drawers.
No, she didn't.
Yeah, she had no drawers.
Or a bra, and whatever the thing was that she had on was invisible.
She didn't have no pasties.
No, there was no pasties.
She was just out there thing, just like...
If you wondered what Kanye West... Is it his wife or his girlfriend?
I think they married.
Okay.
I think they married.
If you wondered what Kanye West's wife looked like naked,
there
then
you
now
go.
You know. And
there
you probably already knew, because she shows up pretty much naked everywhere.
Yeah, she's always naked, but she was naked.
She was full on naked.
Naked on the red carpet.
She was out there.
Yeah, man.
And Stevie Wonder.
I'm just telling you.
It's making us wonder once again.
I didn't see it.
I saw it live. I was like, what did he say?
I saw it this morning because Oren had tweeted it, and then Big George tweeted it.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, oh, my God. Do you see the people on this wall?
He told us to look at the screen. Because it was all the, what was the song? We Are the World, right?
Yes.
It was the picture from the great documentary that came out
awesome.
On Netflix last year, too, by the way,
awesome.
If you want to see how that song came
awesome.
Together. But, yeah, it was a picture from that night of the recording.
Yeah.
And it was like, you see all these people up here on the screen. If you do what now?
What? What's Stevie?
How do you know? Now, again, he's got an earpiece on, and they pre-coordinate all that kind of stuff. But he just keeps giving us little... little clues, you wonder, all right, can you see? I'm not sure. Anyway, nice performance. It was a nice performance.
Yeah, it was
celebrated
cool.
The life of Quincy Jones.
Yeah, man, who is a pioneer.
Yeah.
Well, if you ever watch his doc, it's just as good. Because Quincy had his dabbled in everything, jazz, just all around, just hustle right
TV.
There. But yeah, it was a great night for the Grammy. I saw that, what was the young lady's name?
You just said it.
I just said it. I can't remember her name. One best rap album. I think it said third woman to ever win that.
Yeah, third woman.
Which was outstanding and everything like that. But,
Dochi?
Dochi or something
was
like that.
Was it
Dochi? Dochi or something.
Yeah. She's from Tampa.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she had a lot of positive things to say about Tampa in her award speech.
Well, that's why she... That's
I was like, good for Tampa.
That's because she's from there.
Yeah, no, it's great.
Yeah.
It was great. Yeah, I was like, I've never heard anybody...
That's because she's there.
Everybody go to bat for Tampa before, so that was kind of cool.
Yeah, man. But
song was great. I never really heard of her before,
but
she performed
night,
and it was awesome.
Great night, Grammys. Because we used to watch it all when we were little.
I love award shows.
And then... Damn, that was back when like Whitney would win all of them,
mm-hmm.
And then I remember when MC Hammer won all of them one year. Stevie would, So I go back. We go back to the Golden Age, this new age. I don't know these.
I don't think I've ever watched a Grammys where Stevie Wonder wasn't involved
somehow.
Like he performs every year, somewhere or another.
Yes,
it's like all right, we're remembering this artist, and this year we're remembering this producer.
What was that?
This year we're doing this.
Was it Delirious?
It's always up there.
Was it Delirious or Raw with Eddie Murphy? Just Why did you accept the gravity to get the head out? You know, Stevie get up there. What did they call the shit?
That was raw.
Was it raw?
That was raw.
Was it raw when they got up there and said, Stevie, when Stevie and the war shows, take all damn day to accept the music be playing. Stevie, music stopped playing. And Stevie's still up there. But yeah.
Yeah, no. Another tough one for Drake.
Yeah.
It's another in a long line of tough ones for Drake. Maybe that 2024 is over. New year. No, 2025 continues. And by the way, Kendrick's going to be at the Super Bowl on Sunday. And if you wondered if they were going to do that song, I think you got your answer.
Yeah. It's going to happen.
Yeah. Well, I mean, obviously, they're going to do the song. I mean, that's the song that, you know, won all the awards. Yeah. But that part.
That part.
Yeah. They're going to.
What they cut it. They got to cut it off right there. And the whole crowd's going to say it.
Just like they did last night at the Grammys.
It's going to be a rap.
Taylor Swift singing about you being a pedophile. My whole thing is, like, if you're not one,
just say you're not.
You got to prove it.
Yeah.
Right? Just if the charge is that's like, that's because that's pretty scathing.
Yes.
Right? Like, it's one thing to be like, you're not a good rapper and I'm better than you and you're soft and whatever. But to be like,
This song won a Grammy.
Yeah. All the Grammys.
Yes. This song.
Yeah. Because there have been some great diss songs in the past. Yes, none of them have ever swept the Grammys before.
Swept the Grammys.
Yeah, he won all of them.
I always hit him up when he did it.
It would have been amazing. It would
have been amazing.
Ether was a great song. Yes, there's been a lot of great ones throughout the years. But yeah, no, it's that one won all of them. Damn. So there you go.
Way to go.
Maybe he'll win a Canadian Grammy this year. Did they do that?
I'm pretty sure they do.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure they have like Canadian Music Awards.
Probably.
Yeah, but like The Weeknd win all of them. Something.
He was there last night performing.
Yes, yeah, they got a new album coming out.
Does he? Okay, yeah. I wondered why. Yes, I was like, why is The Weeknd there?
Yeah, they got a new album coming out.
All right, there we have it. Okay, so let's talk about Myles Garrett. He's pretty good.
He's no. He's really good.
Okay,
Andy.
He's really good. He's one of the three best pass rushers in the NFL.
He's one of the three best players in
football. And he might not be third or second.
He might be one of the three best players in football.
Yeah. Obviously, quarterbacks are going to get the bump for the position. But, I mean, he's the guy that if you could put him on your defense, you jump at the opportunity to do it. Well, everyone in the NFL has the opportunity to do it because Myles Garrett doesn't want to be a Brown anymore. He wrote a letter about it. He wants out. Okay. I don't know what the price tag is, but this is sort of the opposite of what the Mavericks did with Luka, right? They just only told one team, and so they had secret negotiations, and they got what they got. Everybody knows Miles wants out now.
Because Miles said,
there's a bidding war.
Well, and the thing with it, he has no more guaranteed money on his contract. So
you'd have to be willing to give him a new contract.
And I'm talking about a new big contract, like the biggest contract ever given to a defensive player, a non-quarterback.
That's right.
That's going to be his contract.
You know what teams can do that? Teams that have rookie quarterbacks.
Mm-hmm. But do any of them have like a $20, $30, $40 million dead cap hit?
$40 million backup quarterback?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that part. Dang it.
Damn it, Kurt.
Maybe the Browns, I mean, they need a quarterback.
They want Kurt.
They want Kurt. Yeah. We've heard it.
Now, they're not going to trade for Kurt.
Straight up.
Yeah, they're not going to trade. They're not going to trade. Like they don't want. Like,
that would be more outrageous than the Luka trade.
They'll take Kurt in
Kurt
the trade.
For Myles Garrett,
yeah,
straight
they'll
up.
They'll take Kurt in the trade with two firsts and maybe a third and Kyle Pitts, but you got to pay the balance.
And you got to pay most of Kurt's salary.
Yeah. I think they'll do that. Yeah. Now, I don't know how that works in the NFL languages and all that stuff, but yeah. Yeah, I mean, he is a premier player at a premier position who's tired of playing in Cleveland.
Yeah.
He wants to go somewhere to win. Now, do I think Cleveland's going to give him a new contract offer? Probably. But at the same time, this dude wants to go somewhere else. Now, this is like that NBA type thing where you don't really see it a lot in the NFL where players force their way out. Mm-hmm. You really don't see that. And that's not a precedent. They want to set it all in the NFL. We were just talking about the NBA owners.
Right.
Like how they're feeling about, good job, Dallas. Port NFL don't want Myles Garrett to do that.
Oh, I know. They're already mad at the Browns. They're still mad at the Browns for the Deshaun Watson contract.
The Browns always messing stuff up.
Yeah, the league finally caught up to the Deshaun Watson contract with other quarterbacks who got there. But, now if this is the way that it goes down, because, again, this dude, man, I know people know, but I got to say the numbers just so you know. Like, since his second year, he's had at least double-digit sacks every single year. The worst year is 10 sacks. The high-water mark is 16, and he did that 2 years in a row.
Yeah.
He's been AP first team 5 years in a row. He was defensive player of the year last year. He was AP second team his second year. The only reason he didn't have more than 10 sacks in his third year is because he was hurt.
Yeah.
He missed six games. He's got 100 sacks already. He's been in the league since 2017.
You remember when people were like mad? I don't know what kind of pro he's going to because he likes dinosaurs.
Poetry.
You remember that crap?
I don't know. I've seen him rush the passer.
That's poetry in motion.
Yeah, that's pretty good. Yeah,
it's poetry in motion. Watching him rush the passer.
Write whatever poems you want. Yeah. Get to the quarterback.
I wish I still had it pulled up because I was looking at the Khalil Mack because Khalil Mack was traded from the Raiders after, I think, Was it the year he made All-Pro at two positions? Because it was. He was All-Pro at linebacker and defensive end that year. And I think they gave up.
That was the trade to the Chargers?
Yeah, no, that's the trade to the Bears.
Oh, to the Bears. Okay,
yeah, I think it was 2 ones, a three, a new contract, and, some, and a couple other things. But, yeah, no, like, that's what you're talking about. Because Khalil was arguably the best defensive player, one of them, in the entire football, in the entire league. And like I said, coming off of a year where he was – first team all pro at two damn positions, Bunk, at defensive end, at linebacker. I mean, that's just something you don't see, that you haven't seen.
And you don't, you don't often see, like you said, you don't see someone do that at an individual level and then move teams and demand out and all that kind of stuff. So, I don't know. I mean, somebody, he's going to go somewhere.
Yeah.
And if I'm Terry Fontenot, they're going to have to, I'm going to have to at least hear no. Yeah. I'm going to have to hear no.
Over and over again, call him. Yeah. Hey, what up, homie? How you doing, bro? Can I get Myles Garrett?
Right, because it's not going to happen today.
No.
So you can have multiple conversations over the course of the next handful of weeks.
Combine's coming up.
Yeah.
You know, that's where a lot of this stuff gets done at the combine and everything like that. Or do you wait closer to the draft? Something like that. But, yeah, I'm caught. I know. I already know. In their general manager, he came out and said early this offseason, no, we're not trading Myles Garrett. Like, emphatic, we're not getting rid of this dude at all. He didn't see that letter coming.
Yeah, I mean, now he doesn't get to pick that anymore. I guess they could not trade him, and then he doesn't play, which happened with, was it Carson Palmer in Cincinnati all those years ago? But I don't see that happen.
Or is it like a situation where he would sit out, like Le'Veon? But Le'Veon was the franchise tag, and he never signed it and all those different things. But, yeah, this is big, because if he gets out, it would be the damn Browns, because all sometimes you need is one person, one player, to just start this whole, like LeBron moving team, it starts a domino effect. Mm-hmm. If Myles Garrett gets out of Cleveland, watch out.
Yeah, and I mean, only the Browns could screw that up, too.
Because
they had him, and they drafted other talented defensive players, too.
Their defense ain't been a problem.
It's some pretty decent guys on offense as well. They just went all in on the wrong guy.
The wrong quarterback.
And they went way in, all the way in, $230 million guaranteed, and the guy hadn't even barely been able to play, and when he has played, he hadn't played well. So, yeah, of course, the Browns are going to screw this up. Now you got a generational guy who's still, I mean, he's still right in the middle of it. He's 29, so he's still going to be able to do it for a handful of years.
At least five.
Yeah, he still has years of playing at this level. Because, again, the last 4 years, he's gone 16 sacks, 16 sacks, 14 sacks, 14 sacks. That's 60 sacks in 4 years.
Pressures.
Yeah, right. All the other stuff that he
disruption.
Does. Strip sacks. And
countless.
When he hits your quarterback might not play again that day.
Exactly.
So then you're on to your backup.
He is the top war daddy on the defensive side of the ball.
He is. If you're ranking war daddies in the NFL right now, he's number one.
Yes.
And that's what we've been begging for. Yes. This team to find, because again, they don't grow on trees. No. I mean, it's one thing to say and you want them and all that stuff, and hopefully a guy comes along in the draft, but when a guy like that comes along in the draft, he goes number one.
Yeah.
Like these guys.
Just like this kid from Penn State. Now, I'm not saying he's Myles Garrett at all. Right. Not going to do that at all. But this dude's a war daddy.
People view him as one of those guys.
Yeah. And so if you're able to get one and you talk about the Falcons, why not? That's always my thing when you talk about situations. Like, just call and see what's up. Mm-hmm. Like, don't be like, thinking like, okay, well, because of the dead cap, the Kurt's going to cost us, and we're our first. No, just ask.
And ask, and then if there's interest, then start trying to figure it out. Because that's the guy at the position that single-handedly
wins games,
can change the entire perception of that side of the ball.
Yes.
I think we all feel pretty good about the future of the Falcons offense. There's no reason to feel good about the Falcons defense because there's good guys over there. I'm not trying to say some of the individuals aren't good, but it's been the same result for a decade. Like, they've been the same defense for a decade, slightly better or slightly worse, because they haven't had that. The one year and I'm not saying he did, but his numbers were really good. The one year they had a guy who had numbers like that, the defense still wasn't good, though. They're still 27th. But he was on the defense the year next when they were a top 10 defense. Yeah, man, call him. What's the Cleveland area code?
316?
Is it?
330?
330. I don't know what it is.
I don't know.
Something
what
like that.
I thought it was 316.
Long distance. 216?
216. Okay, that's what it is. Okay.
Long distance calls are free now. Remember that when you used to have to think about a long distance call?
Yeah, all the time.
Oh, I guess I can't call them.
In college, call your mama collect.
Or if you had a phone card.
Then talking in that little bitty pause.
Yeah.
Yeah. You have a collect call from, hey, Randy. Hey, mama, it's Randy. Call me back.
Yep. You ever have a phone card?
Because
you had to dial it for long distance, and you do it enough times to where you remember. That was like a 16-digit code, and you'd remember it.
Yes,
pretty good. We had good memories back then. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to an NFL no huddle to kick off the noon hour. We got a Super Bowl grab bag coming up at 12:20 as well. Thanks for being with us. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.